FBI reassigns agents who knelt during George Floyd protest. By Sean Moran on April 30, 2025. The FBI reassigned many agents who were photographed kneeling during a 2020 protest after the death of George Floyd. The reassignments are part of President Donald Trump's efforts to remove woke and other politicized elements from within America's intelligence community. One former FBI official told CNN the reassignments raise concern the Bureau bypassed its typical disciplinary process, which can reportedly take months or more than a year to review incidents. Watch, they have weaponized just as Trump's FBI director Pinkash Patel rails against the deep state. This notion that the Bureau would go after these people, it's just disgusting, the former official complained. CNN continued. After quickly ousting senior FBI leaders, the Justice Department has said it is reviewing the conduct of more than 1,500 agents associated with cases that have found disfavor in the new Trump era, including investigations of the president and his allies. FBI agents who executed the search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and who worked on January 6, 2021 related cases have been bracing for possible retribution, current and former agents said. The kneeling incident in Washington, D.C., occurred after a group of agents assigned to protect federal monuments and buildings were confronted by a group of protesters. FBI agents generally aren't trained to do crowd control, and deploying them to face off demonstrators raised fears of a possible deadly confrontation, current and former Bureau officials said. Watch, President Trump, corrupt FBI probably got me elected. After the photos initially emerged in the wake of George Floyd's death, top FBI officials at the time reviewed the incident and said there were no violations of policy. FBI Director Kash Patel said in February there would no longer be a two-tier system of justice but rather one singular system of justice for all Americans. I promise you the following, there will be accountability within the FBI and outside of the FBI. And we will do it through rigorous constitutional oversight starting this weekend, Patel concluded. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.